Stocks fell this morning after President Trump threatened over the weekend to raise tariffs on some Chinese goods from 10% to 25% starting on Friday. The U.S. and China were thought to be nearing a trade deal this week. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what do you make of this? Why is the president threatening to increase tariffs at a time when both sides have been working to roll them back?
First of all, I think you might be forgiven if you kind of lost track of where we stand with the trade conflict with China. So right now, U.S. has imposed tariffs of 25% on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. And then there was another round, 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese exports to the U.S. Then in December, the two sides kind of took a time out. They said, let's negotiate, which actually has been pretty good. We'd heard that they were making some progress. But it does appear that President Trump is trying to amp up the pressure on China ahead of this week's negotiations. A whole delegation from Beijing was scheduled to get into D.C. on Wednesday. And so maybe this is just a tactic. We don't know.
Now, the president says China is the one that's being hurt by all of this, not the United States. There are many economists, though, that would disagree and say the U.S. is being hurt by this trade war.
Well, I think that the Chinese have certainly been bearing the brunt of it. But we also know that a lot of the costs that are incurred with these tariffs is being passed on to U.S. businesses and consumers. We had a really interesting report out from the University of Chicago and the Federal Reserve Bank, which showed that, remember those washing machine tariffs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that cost consumers 80, 90 bucks extra for a washing machine. And then the weirdest thing that happened was prices for dryers went up also. Because why? Manufacturers, both foreign and U.S., said, hey, here's an opportunity for us to raise our prices on both washers and dryers. So this costs consumers at the end of the day. It may not be a huge amount of money, but there is a cost.
What are the biggest sticking points right now with the trade negotiations with China?
Well, I think that we continue to see that the issue that really makes Washington crazy is that the Chinese have a practice of forcing U.S. companies to share technology either as a direct transfer or through joint ventures with Chinese companies as a condition for entering the Chinese market. And the Chinese have basically been quite reluctant to give on this point or to make any change that might require them to update their law in China. The U.S. has also demanded that in some situations going forward that it should be able to reimpose tariffs without fear of Chinese retaliation. And I think that would be a pretty tough pill for Beijing to swallow.
Jill, do you think that at the end of the day, at some point in the next several months or at least before the election in 2020, there's going to be a big announcement of some huge trade deal between the U.S. and China?
I think that there's going to be an announcement of a trade deal, and it's not going to be huge. I think that it's going to be very quietly tucked away. And in fact, this would really be a good news scenario for the marketplace, because even though they want U.S. businesses to be able to enter China, what they really don't want is a trade war. So if it just were to go away, that would be what investors would certainly like. And I'm sure the president would take credit for whatever deal was on the table, no matter how good or how middling it might be.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Thank you.